Hi, it's Miss Morano, and I teach first grade at Ryerson Elementary School. Today, I would like to share Chapter 4 of Sydney and Taylor Explore the Whole Wide World by Jacqueline Davies. "I can't see! I can't see!" squealed Taylor in the bright sunshine. "Don't panic," said Sydney. "You always panic."
"I do not," said Taylor, panicking.
He had dropped the map. He had lost all sense of direction. Even his nose was confused. "Here," said Sydney, reaching into his satchel. He handed Taylor a pair of sunglasses. Sydney put on a pair too.
"This is much better," said Taylor.
"Good," said Sydney. "Ready to go?"
"Yes," said Taylor. "Yes, yes."
Taylor picked up the map of the whole wide world and traced a path with his paw. "We will head for the little stream. Then we will follow the little stream to the old footbridge. Then we will cross the old footbridge and be in the great meadow."
"That's awfully far, Taylor," said Sydney.
"Of course. It's an expedition," said Taylor, marching off in the direction of the little stream.
"I suppose," sighed Sydney. He was already thinking of their cozy burrow and how nice it would be to take a nap. But he followed his friend.